about 2:20. I'm at the Food Now Bombs lot on December 14th. And we have about, I don't know, 10 or 12 cars parked here. We have clothes pavilion. There's a Stephen Sullivan off to the side, relaxing. Folks in their vehicles, taking it easy. Folks sitting in the shade and in the sun. And folks, they're small groups, but people are keeping sort of a distance. Not as much as they might. I wouldn't say they're closely packed crowds. So, and folks are serving under two pavilions. Usual hot food. We have three servers. Boxes of toasted oats being made available. And there's some canisters of hot food and a line of about seven or eight folks and a few pooches wandering the premises as well. Some folks are checking out the clothing. And any reports from the street? Hey, any hassles with cops? No problems?
No problems.
That sounds good.
You know, just stepping forward, you know, don't try to look at it because, you know, when you have a good plan, there's always going to be obstacles thrown in your way. So you just got to make sure you know, stick with the plan and work through those obstacles.
How is your plan coming?
Well, I started here a year ago, sleeping on the streets. I'm still on the streets, but at least I'm not broke now. You know, we're slowly moving up. We bought a vehicle, you know, and now we're going to buy our, we're going to try to just wait a little while longer, and then save a little bit more money, because no place won't rent to us, because we say we were homeless, and now, you know, we tell the truth on our applications.
How many times has that happened to you?
That has happened 15 times in this county.
And that's in the course of how many months?
That's in the course of 12 months.
And what kind of a response do you get? Do they say, we don't want your homeless type around? Or they just say, oh, I'm sorry, we'll full up? Or what's their response?
The usual response is that, I'm sorry to inform you, someone else got the unit. Or, I'm sorry to inform you, your credit had some problems. So now I'm fixing the credit that I had problems with. And now as the problems are gone, and I still have no rent history.
And you've been in cities prior to this, obviously. Were you in a similar homeless situation?
This was my first time being homeless. And I've lived and worked in this town for the last 30 years. I would tell you my name, but I do not want to, because I actually, at one time, worked for the city.
Give me a pseudonym that you want to be known by.
Gentle Giant.
Okay, Gentle Giant. I had a question on my mind, and I said I can bring it back. You're black.
Yes.
Has that had any impact on how people have treated you in Santa Cruz?
Yes.
How?
Well, since I'm black and my partner's white, we've dealt with a lot of racial issues here in Santa Cruz.
What would be an example of that?
One night, One night I was sitting here in the parking lot by myself, and I was approached by a dozen people saying of different minority. I'm not going to tell you what minority, but they told me I didn't belong here. And my wife saw him walking towards me and walked back, ran back, and said, Tony, was there any kind of problem? I said, there was nothing I couldn't handle. So.
Your chicken bird parking on that area in the parking lot.
Yeah, we're talking about something different, baby.
Oh, okay. How long ago was this incident?
Oh, this is less than a year ago, man.
Anything happened recently in the last month or two?
Let me see. In the last month, because we've been in the car. We bought this car about a month ago. And then we kind of keep to ourselves and happen to, but there's another couple issues that happened when we were at a restaurant.
Name of the restaurant?
This is at a Denny's restaurant. And I don't want to, honestly, I'll be telling all myself who I am if I do that. See, I'm not going to do that.
So what kind of a problem was it?
Racial.
And how did it go, if you want to say? You don't have to say if you don't want to.
I reserve that comment. Okay. But it wasn't beneficial. I can say that.
Were you able to finish your meal?
No.
And have you been back to this restaurant since?
No.
You have the option to go back.
Yes.
Do you feel that this has happened to other people of your racial type?
Yes.
Have you heard reports of this, seen it, or that's just your supposition?
I can't believe I'm the only. I can't believe I'm the only incident that it happened to. There's people that it happened to, and still go there. I've seen them when we drive past. So I know if they saw anybody else that looks my way of looking, they probably would approach them the same way.
Now you're in a van, but this doesn't have any toilet facilities. How have you found that as a problem in Santa Cruz?
The porta potties in Santa Cruz are really gross and disgusting. There's certain places that still let you use the restroom. Luckily, we found that out the hard way by trial and error. And there are still a couple of places in a 4-mile radius that'll let you use the restroom. And we don't want to tell you those places because we don't want to make them scandalous and have other people the wrong element using them.
Do you think that has to do with your personal relationship with the folks or just the general more enlightened policy?
I think it has to do with the... I don't know, just certain people just don't use it as a restroom. And then when they get caught not using it, it ruins it for everybody.
You're thinking of what, drug use?
Yes. I mean, a restroom is a restroom. It's not your, you know, it's not your home. It's not your place of recreation. It's not your place to party. Use it for what it's made to use it for and move on.
How do you find the downtown, I don't want to call them restrooms, I guess they are restrooms. I'm thinking of the places like in the garages. What's your feeling about how those are being kept up?
How them being messed up, the garages, like the porta potties?
Across from New Leaf, they have on Soquel, they have a garage. If you go into the garage, there's a sort of a bathroom, but it's pretty primitive. Almost looks like a prison bathroom.
You know what? I've been fortunate enough. Like I said, we've been moving forward, so we've been privileged enough to not have to go into the bottom of the barrel no more. And then I'm thanking God that me and my partner came up with a plan and sticked with the plan, because we found out that the aid in this town only goes one way, and it's down. It doesn't really help the person that wants to help really help themselves. So we came up with a plan, or sticking with the plan, no matter what obstacles are thrown in our way to get us to sword us away from the plan, we stick with the plan and we move forward. And look, like I said, I mean, I look like the person I did a year ago, but you see, I'm not on foot no more. You know, I'm sticking with the plan.
How do you regard, how has Food Not Bombs helped, if at all?
Food Not Bombs is the bomb. I mean, we still come here because we pick up food and eat meals and get clothing, but it's a place to really get to know the people that are really in the town. I mean, not these fake people driving their, you know, their Teslas and the 3 B's, Beamer, Benz, and
bullshit.
I was gonna say that, but I didn't want to say it over on the mic. I'm glad you did. You know, you get to see this because everybody comes here. Everybody comes here to either drop something off for the people, or the real people that started off in this town, when the town was nothing but Volkswagen buses and VW bugs, were still here and are here, and get to know the people that are just didn't go into the, how can I say it, the .com and everything kind of situation.
Anything you want to conclude with yourself? Any thoughts that I have, questions I haven't asked you that you would like to answer just because you do?
You know, I mean, I'm just thankful that Food Button Bombs is here because we started like that, like when I first got here, me and my wife, all we had was a shirt on my back, a pair of shorts, and she had a pair of stretch pants and a shirt. We had no job, no nothing.
We lost all the clothes that you got to a car accident. That much stuff. And tried to find a place to stay. You know, and you want to be warm and healthy. And to care for.
And the Food Not Bombs guy was here. He introduced me to a couple people, and I got into the shelter, and then and he's been here helping feed people ever since. And when he's here, I mean, he provides you meals, a safe place to sit down,
and shower, take a shower too. You know, want to stay clean, and have clothes clean too.
Yep, he told us where to do all that, and so when he's here, I come here just to sit down to relax because I feel safe here. I'm at the place that I really feel safe.
Have you used Brent Adams' footbridge services at all? The day and night storage?
Yes, I have.
And how has that treated you?
That's treated me great. He was great. And he still is. If I didn't have the car, I'd probably have a lot of my stuff until in storage.
Take it. Anybody else, pro or con, you want to comment on about, you know, being either living in a vehicle or being on the street in Santa Cruz?
It's tough. I'm saying it from experience. I mean, we're still on the street. I mean, we're in a shelter, but it's funny because we have the money to rent a place, and they still won't rent to us.
We're still looking for apartments. It takes us a long time for us to look for apartments just for me and my husband alone. We did have a dog with us, but we could not have him in the shelters.
We had to kill him.
Yeah, they had to put him to sleep, so we have his ashes here.
In the box.
In the back
seat. That's why I said
the name of the dog?
The name, no.
That's gonna reveal everything.
We're
gonna find out who you are.
but one thing I also, one more thing I gotta say is that I am thankful for the guy for Food Not Bombs again. I don't know if anybody gives him thanks or praise, but he does a lot for this community. And I'm thankful that he's here. He gave us the boost that we needed in spirit to get to where I am now. And he still provides for the homeless. And, you know, good.
And we've been talking with Gentle Giant and, of course, with...
What?
What do you want to call yourself?
Give yourself a nickname.
Joy.
in Georgia. Thanks, Georgia. Thanks, Gentle Giant. Should be on free radio from cops. No, that's good.
Just my feet getting cold.
And you're outside, of course, looking for a tent.
Yeah. Well, this seems unusually cold.
It has been cold. Long time in Santa Cruz.
Yeah.
How long outside yourself?
Well, I've been outside for about a year now. So.
And has it gotten any better, worse, the same?
Well, it seems to get better.
But why? How so?
Well, it's just not as weird.
Because you become used to it? Because conditions have changed?
Well, I just remember who I am and what I should be doing. So.
I'm Robert, by the way.
Marcus.
Mucho gusto, señor.
What's up?
Pleased to meet you.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, this is where I'm going to be playing this for. It's on the stream at Free Radio.
Oh, okay.
We're not on the air, but we're on the net. No hassles with cops, you were saying.
No, not recently. I mean, I got a ticket for panhandling.
Panhandling? Shame on you.
Yeah, but I don't know how much that's going to cost me, so I might have to panhandle more just to.
Exactly. And what was the situation? Was it day? Was it night?
It was daytime. I was on the median. I was warned a couple times, but you know.
How is the median? Is it very successful for a panhandler?
I guess it depends on just what you're thinking and how you're feeling and the vibes you're sending off.
You know? How was it for you?
Well, it's a hit or miss. I mean, I'm just thankful that there are people out there that are generous and that I feel that it's a good way to cut down one's haughtiness or too much prideful.
You're here. Have a good meal. And again, we've been talking to this.
Thank you. Thank you for interviewing me. So.
Yeah, thank you, man. Any reports?
Huh?
Reports from the street for free radio?
Free radio?
Yeah.
I don't got a radio. I
understand.
I see.
This is for all those folks who do, I guess. You know.
Yeah. I'm waiting for a motel. They can put me in a motel.
How long have you been waiting for a motel?
A week.
And are you from out of town originally, recently?
No. I have cancer.
And what do you think of Santa Cruz?
All right.
Thank you.
Come
on. Keeping a safe distance. Any reports from the street?
Don't censor me. We need more tit. Everyone, all of us, we need more tit. We were deprived of the tit, obviously. Like, everybody needs gripe water, you know, cheap beer or booze or whatever. We're just freaking out. Because we didn't get enough tit as toddlers. It's really simple. And if we would just address this issue, we might get somewhere.
Now, do you intend to assist the community in getting more tit?
I may assist in the tit gathering, yes, yes. I have already, and it's worked. Believe it or not, you just say it, and they start coming out.
What is your successful method, titmonger?
I'm not revealing all my secrets.
Can you be approached privately for a special instruction?
I don't know yet.
I'm not going to reveal your name to our
no more
to the masses. Not a question,
no
but a comment on my part. But I can't think of anything to say, so we'll just leave it there.
Wait, you didn't even have any questions. You had one question. Yeah, more tit! We need more tit.
As you said.
It's a really cute bird, too, you know.
Dig it.
Take a 5-minute break here. We're with Stacker and
hey, Steven, go ahead.
We're just chilling with the villain, and this is Robert Norris, which all means another anagram of mystery. I'll let you go figure out what it means. His anagram is amazing. It's a miracle of his anagram that distinguishes him as a character in the subatomic confused chaos is the beauty of it all. When we make order out of chaos, then there's something great going on. But
Steven, you are a notorious chess piece stacker, among other things.
There's a formula we could use to bring this country back, and it's a stacker formula. We build hospitals over roads because the foundations are already there. We stack modules on top of each other so they go high up in the air, and then we all pray. We've got to realize, if this is Hollywood that we're watching, it's not the landing on the moon conspiracy. There's no conspiracy with that.
Let me ask you another question. Are you still playing chess these days?
Well, I can't avoid chess in my mind. I'm playing symbols in my mind that I was playing with before with chess. And I see there's a structure that I can use for filing system and stacking chess pieces. Everyone knows I'm global. I stacked 100 chess pieces balanced on one piece in 1996. So that's enough for stacker.
And you actually wrote a book about it, I believe. I've seen your photo book.
Yeah, my book is in the archives somewhere in the mid-America, St. Louis, where the Chess Federation moved.
In my living room as well, somewhere.
We have a museum. They had my materials for putting them in a museum. And they're probably waiting for me to die before they do it.
So the last time I talked to you, you were at the motel where they were evicting people, kind of a nasty landlord, as I remember. You've been in Watsonville since?
Well, the nasty landlord wasn't really responsible. It was the intelligence organizations that he was linked up with that were shooting the ammo at me. And I got hit by a lot of technology stuff. I couldn't endure living in the apartment any longer. I walked out that door after the sheriff told me, you got 5 minutes to take anything you can, and that's it. You come back, you get arrested. I walked out with a painting under my arm that's worth $1 million. And now I realize it's harder to sell something like that than it is to find it.
What happened to the rest of your property, you know?
Property?
Just
totem stones are loose on the community doing their telemetry and epiphenomenal magnetism of the stone cultures. Heads resembling the stones resembling the heads of animals, lions, eagles. It's a culture that is so old. It's pagan more than anything on the planet. And still you have to realize stones were their eternal fixture in the universe, and they lived by their creed. I respect totem stones more than anything.
Later, huh? Now, I had heard that you'd moved to Watsonville. Is that accurate?
No, I grew up in Watsonville. I mean, I lived with my parents for 10 or 15 years. And I lived on their couch in my bedroom. I didn't leave home till I was 39. And I didn't get a place of my own until I was 49. I was homeless until I was 49 years old, my whole life.
And how old are you now, if you wish to say?
72.
And I know that when I first met you, I think you had some small creatures with you, little mice, rats.
Now, I'm the comedian here. You're not the comedian.
Well, I'm just remembering. I don't know. I wasn't not very funny or very serious. It was just a memory.
I got someone with me I'd like you to meet. It's Ratman. Hey, Ratman. Hey, come here.
What's going on, buddy? I'm still the two-legged rat you hate the most.
I had a library of street people photos. The cops got upset because they thought I was interfering with their spy network. And I ended up being put in mental institutions for 3 years straight without any chance of getting out until I escaped just on October 18th of this year.
Mental institution was it?
Oh, that's classified for the moment. I don't want to embarrass any mental institutions. They're all not without flaws, of course.
But you did get out.
Hey, boys, did we get out? We're schizophrenic now, but we got out. That's a joke. Bing, bing, bing. Sorry, Stacker, that's only a 7. Okay, we're going to take... You make me laugh, Rob. I'll give you $10 to make me laugh. Thank you very much.
Hey, we've been talking with...
Steven Say... I'm sorry, Nemo. Steven is classified. Nemo is my name now. I'm undercover.
Call you Nemo.
It's Omen. It's Omen backwards.
Omen the Nemo, Nemo the Omen. Here is a card that will tell you all the secrets of the universe. It also is where the show will be archived. Why is even that
important? Thank you very much, Rob.
Thank you, Nemo.
Pair of bones is your anagram. You know that.
I'm not sure if I do, but maybe I'll learn it.
Robert Norris is the same letters as Terror Bones. That could be a front for international terrorists.
Now, don't give away any of my secrets.
Well, we don't have any more tourists, so we might as well have a few terrorists instead.
Well, bing, bing, bing. Oh, sorry. That's
not a good joke.
They run the country, and what can you do, hombre?
I love you, dude.
And other than a few pieces of music, which we're going to roll at you now, it's going to be a couple from the Uppity Blues Women, Schoolteacher Blues, and I Almost Lost My Mind. That's it for this edition of Bathrobe Spears Broadsides. You got stuff to tell me about, questions, comments, whatever. Give me a call at 831-423-4833. Want to get on the Huff email list? You can do that, or you can send me an email at rnorse3@hotmail.com. Get out there and do something if you can, even though these is difficult times. Back at you on Sunday, maybe.
I said, John is at the urinal, he's pissing on the wall. If he hits the radiator, we'll smell it in the hall. School teacher blues,
school teacher blues.
I got them school teacher blues,
school teacher blues,
school teacher blues. Nothing to lose but my pay, and that ain't nothing. You know my fingers have turned purple, my master's like I chewed it. My mind is getting warm from inhaling it all fluid. School teacher blues,
school teacher blues.
I got them school teacher blues, school teacher blues. Nothing to lose but my pay, and that ain't nothing. Well, athletes, politicians, jet sets, snort cocaine, all I snort is chalk dust, just blowing out my brain. School teacher blues,
school
teacher blues. I've got them school teacher blues,
school teacher blues,
school teacher blues. Nothing to lose but my pay, and that ain't nothing. Act proper when in public, don't know what parents might say. They don't pay me quite enough to make me act that way. School teacher blues,
school teacher blues.
I got them school teacher blues,
school teacher blues,
school teacher blues. Nothing to lose but my pay, and that ain't nothing. They say Johnny can't read, but what does Johnny have to know? Look at the competition, it's the age of video. School teacher blues,
school teacher blues.
I got them school teacher blues,
school teacher blues,
school teacher blues. Nothing to lose but my pay, and that ain't nothing. Education rising, tired of mediocrity, I point my finger to the home, and I view hypocrisy. I got them school teacher blues, yeah, I got them school teacher blues, I got them school teacher blues, nothing to lose but my pay.
I want you to think back to your very, very first love. Now it takes some of you a little bit longer than it takes others. And I want you to think about when you lost your first love. Because you never, ever, ever forget that. Because when I lost my first love, I almost lost my mind.
She said, your baby's